Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is the co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
We're on the final issue of this Legends story arc. If you want to check out our previous covers, check out our last five episodes.
So we start off with Darkseid basically rubbing it in Phantom Stranger's face. He's like, "Huh, nothing tastes so sweet as victory." And Phantom Stranger's like, "Yeah, that might be a little bit premature, but you're used to that, aren't you, big guy?"
Boom, ching.
And he's like, "Ha, that's what you think. They always..." No. Anyways,
wow.
But he's like, I know exactly what's going on here, and it's over. And Fisher's like, "Yeah, but is it?" And Darkseid's like, "Of course it is, because I'm Darkseid, and everything's going to my plan." And then we get Godfrey here, and he's like, "Yeah, down with superhero scum."
Oh, no, that's just a recap of what's been happening.
Yeah.
Because we get a recap here, we get a recap
here. You're wrong. Look, we got another recap.
But not Captain Marvel killing Macro Man.
Okay, fair enough.
And Billy being all pissy about it.
Fair enough. Anyways, and he's like, "Yeah, Phantom Stranger, so look, everything is going well." And Phantom Stranger's like, "Yeah, your plan's doomed to failure. You're forgetting one thing, and one thing only, and that's going to be your downfall."
Pocket hash browns. Those are pretty good.
Yeah, God, hash browns sound really good. Anyway, so we get back to the Capitol here. And Godfrey and his mob of, tourists are like, "No, superheroes must die. Everybody, whatever.
Let's get them."
And Martian Manhunter shows up and he's like, "Hey," he's like, "I heard you guys were having a party without me." And Fate's like, "I didn't summon you here." And he's like, "Yeah, but I'm still here, bitch."
Yeah, Superman's like, "Well, where's the rest of the Justice League? They're right behind you."
And he's like, they don't exist anymore.
"Nah, we're done. Justice League, it was a fun concept, but..."
It just didn't work out.
Yeah.
Anyways, and so everybody else is like, "Oh, well, things are getting serious. We gotta fuck these pooches." And they're like, "Hey, don't forget there's people inside of them."
Yeah, because Guy definitely just straight up attacked it.
And Guy's like, "Yeah, that's the difference between you and me, Captain. I don't give a shit about these fuckers inside this thing." And the Flash is like, "Hey, there's people inside those." And then they're like, "Oh, don't worry. Look, Fate pulled us out because he made us intangible. But no, we want to go back inside there because we want to die with our pet dogs." And anyways,
I mean, that'd be kind of cool to have a giant
metal dog. Yeah,
I mean, literally, that's like you're one step away from either a Transformer or Voltron.
Yeah, have you ever seen
Power Ranger?
Do you remember the little cartoons they were doing about the kids shows where like the Transformers were transforming and they saw the kids inside of them?
No.
Okay.
Oh God.
So it was a
robot chicken thing? I think I've seen Robot Chicken do something like that.
There was one where it was like one of the My Little Ponies that was like walking around and they step in a trap. And it's like, "Oh, no, no."
That
and then
is,
somebody comes and puts them down.
That is Robot Chicken.
Okay. And then there's another one where it's like a Transformer. It's like, "Autobots, roll out." And like they transform. And it shows like the kid like mush inside of him while they're... And he's like, "Oh." And it like ejects the kid out and like pushes him behind a bush or something.
I think that was Robot Chicken. Yes, I have seen this.
But anyways, Godfrey's like, "Ha, well, you know what? My victory will still stand because we're going to kill you with flying monkeys."
Parademons.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay.
And the superheroes like, "Dogs are important and stuff, but Batman, why don't you stay here on the ground while we go fight things that you can't fight?" I'm sorry. But
look.
Then
sometimes truth hurts.
Yeah, then Godfrey's like, "Hey, Captain Fate or Dr. Fate, what the hell's his name?
Dr. Fate.
Yeah. I'm distracting you." And he's like, "But I can't be distracted. Wait, who's got my helmet? Oh no, at least I can fly out of the crowd because I retain some powers because I've got my costume on."
Hey, you know what? If it works, it's fine.
Yeah, and then Godfrey chases down Boomerang because, you know...
Well, it's not that he chased... Like, he told the crowd to take Boomerang somewhere else, and I'll deal with him. We'll deal with him later. So now he's just coming to deal with him later.
And then we get...
Deadshot,
thank you.
Not Deathstroke.
Yep, that's what I was going to say.
Uh-huh.
Why the hell is Deathstroke coming up in any
of
this? He's not even here.
Deathstroke and I always confuse the... I confuse the names,
not
but
the
I know who they
obviously.
Are.
Yeah.
Like,
But he's like, no, Deadshot, don't take the shot. I'm Captain Flag, and you got to listen to what I say, bitch.
Colonel
Flag. And he's like, hey, we were told to ice him. And he's like, no, we're going to try to save him. Enchantress.
Like, I haven't decided which one I'm going to do yet.
And Enchantress is like, yeah, I don't have my hat on, so my costume's not cool, but let me go ahead and burn these guys up.
I just got a new weave. You like it?
I don't. Actually, it looks weird. But anyway, it reminds me of clown hair for some reason.
Well, because it's got that bandana around it, so yeah. It's puffy up top and puffy out the sides. It's not symmetrical.
Yeah. But, so these things get slagged, and then Godfrey's running away, and then Bronze Tiger's chasing him down, and Godfrey uses his mind control powers on the Bronze Tiger.
Yep.
And then the other members of the Task Force 10, TFT, if you will, come over, and Boomerang's like, oh, I knew you'd come save me, mates. And he's like, shut the fuck up, bitch. And he punches him
Flag
in the face.
Just jocks him right, real quick.
And he Brocks him. Because apparently Brock is the noise that it makes when things hit you in the face.
Apparently.
And while that's all going on, Batman's like, I'm going to swing around on my bat string.
Well, he's being... Again, he can't deal with the parademons in the air, so he's just dealing with street-level crime.
Yeah, so he's beating the shit out of a bunch of thugs.
Like you do.
And then we get Guy chasing after some of the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure what the hell was going on here, but he crushes them between two, like...
Yeah, he crushes the head.
Things. Yeah.
Just think of the Ewoks and the AT-ATs. No, the AT-STs.
Yeah.
The AT-ST.
But anyway, so he's going for there. Wonder Woman shows up briefly.
Yay, Wonder Woman! This is her first introduction to man's world, officially.
Yeah.
Into the other, with the other superheroes. So.
Yeah. And, yay! She shows up, and Guy's like, damn, check out the ass on that. And then she's like, hey, if you could quit checking me out and actually do your fucking job as a hero, you piece of shit. And he's like, man, I'm going to bang me that chick one day.
He doesn't.
I know. You know how I know? Because Wonder Woman has standards, and Nazis are not part of her standards.
Guy's not a Nazi.
You keep telling yourself that, buddy. But, God damn it. But then we go to the White House, and we got these armed guys that are like, let's go kill us the president.
Man, these guys got pretty far.
Yeah.
It's weird.
They got farther than the supervillains did in Incredible.
Yeah.
Or Invincible.
The Mahler twins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're like, ha-ha, president, you're going to die. We're going to shoot you in the gut. And the president's like, bet you didn't know I was this ripped for a fat old dude. And they're like, wait, what? It's like, psych, I'm the Martian Manhunter. President doesn't look this fucking good. Look at him. He's a fucking jobbly, fat, old piece of shit.
It was 87. I'm sure he looked...
He was still a piece of shit. Yeah, he was old and fat.
Yeah.
And a piece of shit. But anyways...
But he also tells...
He's a piece of shit.
Yes. But he tells his aide, he's like, all right, I'm rescinding that... Superhero.
Well, that's because he was written by comic book people, so he's not as big of a douche as he would have been in real life. He'd have been like, how much money can we make off of these superheroes before we let them go back to... Don't worry, it'll trickle down to everybody else.
It would have probably like been fine now, 30 years later.
All right. No, they would have still been milking them for everything they could get for the rest of their lives, yep. Like they do to us. Anywho, so we've got Superman, who's just kind of like this parademon magnet. And he's like, let's just waddle these guys up in a ball and throw them back through where they came from.
And they do.
And Shazam's like, yeah, I was going to Shazam them to death, but this sounds better. I'm sorry, dude. That knowing that it slags everything. Like, why would
but
you
it
just...
doesn't. It doesn't actually
But he
do
doesn't
that.
Know that right now.
No, he does.
No.
Because he realized once he became Shazam or Captain Marvel again and realized that with the wisdom of Solomon that he got screwed over. Like, there was something...
There's something
external
fishy, yeah.
That did this. It wasn't his lightning.
Fair enough. All right, anyway, so Flash rounds up the crowd with the help of the Black Canary.
And Blue Beetle.
Oh, I forgot he was there.
And Batman pops in.
Yeah. So anyways, all the people that can't fly.
Yeah, basically.
And then all the people that can fly show up.
Yep.
And Godfrey's like, no, crowd, surround them, fight them. And then all these kids are like, no, don't do that. Parents, you got to stop this because the heroes are good and we're going to stand in your way. And then Robin shows up and he's like, look, I've gotten the shit beat out of me once today. I'll let you guys do it again.
I'm really intrigued of how he got from Gotham City to DC quick.
Didn't you see him running? I'm really confused as to, did he get stung by bees on his way there?
Well, he did take off the
oh, that's right. I forgot he had the, so. Godfrey's like, listen here, little bitch. My pimp hand's still strong. And he backhands her. And everybody's like, wait
a minute.
What? That dude can't be a good guy. He hit a kid. I mean, we hit our kids all the time. But it's not the same thing as hitting somebody else's kid
exactly.
in public.
Exactly.
And he's like, that's okay. I'm going to use Dr. Fate's powers because I've got his helmet. And yeah, obviously all I have to do
before
is...
Before that, like, he realizes that he won't be able to sway the crowd anymore.
Yeah.
So then he pulls out the helmet out of his trench coat.
And then gets fucking mind blasted because Dr. Fate's like... Dumbass, I rule this helmet, not you.
Yeah, there's only one person that can actually cognitively wear this and not be
and
mad.
And it ain't you, bitch.
Uh-huh.
And then,
So once Godfrey's mind powers kind of go away, the crowd's just like, oh shit, what do we do?
And then they're like, oh my god, we're so sorry, you superheroes, we didn't mean any of that, we just got brainwashed. And Nazi's like, I don't give a shit, I'm gonna come over here and punch you with my green ring.
Well, he does make a point of, no matter how potent Godfrey, what he did, to you guys,
yeah.
Unless the seed had already been planted, the brainwash wouldn't have taken hold.
True, and, he's got a point, but at the same time, you gotta think, these are normal people that... Like, at any point in time, their lives can be at the mercy of these people.
Correct.
So, of course, they're going to be terrified of
them. Yeah, every person's going to have a little fear of something that's more powerful than you.
Yeah, now, granted, I'm sure that, somebody like Superman probably wouldn't plant that fear in normal people.
But Batman, that's Batman's motif.
Exactly. And, I mean, you got Nazi dude here with the fucking Green Lantern ring.
Well,
and, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be comfortable having him as a Green Lantern.
He actually was a better Red Lantern, but that's a whole other thing.
Red Lantern's what, Rage?
Yep.
Well, that makes sense, because he's a Nazi.
That's
But Shazam's like, calm down there, buddy. Look, half my suit's yellow. You can't stop me. And then Wonder Woman's like, yeah, I'll throw my yellow headband at you, and it'll hurt. And my yellow whip. And then Fate's like, I am yellow. No way. Anywho, but all the superheroes are like, what are we going to do now? Justice League was disbanded, and they're like, but hey, in the name of justice, we could name ourselves the new Justice League.
Yeah, so we get Batman, Martian Manhunter, Guy Gardner, Black Widow, Shazam.
That's Captain Black Marvel. Canary.
Black Canary, whatever.
Blue Beetle.
Flash says he's there if you need him. Changeling is like,
I'm a Teen Titan, bitches. Yeah. You guys kind of suck compared to us, so.
Sorry, I got here and there.
That's all right.
And then Superman's like, same with Flash. Like, look, I'll be there if you need me, but I can't.
Remember when we were in the jail?
And then he turns to Wonder Woman, and Wonder Woman had disappeared by this time. She made a quick appearance, just enough to be seen, and then disappears. I think Fate might be joining the crew too. I don't know. I know we will get to those Justice League comics because they are they're ones I haven't read, but they're some of the more important ones, if that makes sense. Like
to the
DC overall. Because that's where we get like Guy Gardner and Fire and Ice and a couple other important things for the DC future.
Gotcha.
So,
but we go back to Apocalypse and the Phantom Stranger's like, hey, I told you so.
So you're giving by that dollar?
Yep, and Darkseid's like, no bullshit. I'm still going to take them over because I am Darkseid the Destroyer and my dick's bigger than yours. And then we get, the Phantom Stranger like, here's the new Justice League.
Basically.
And then we get...
I think one of them was part of it.
She's standing right there, so I'd assume
Yeah,
so.
But I don't know if she's actually part of that group.
Yeah.
Like, when they actually reforms in the new volume, I don't know if she's a part of those issues.
Gotcha.
I think she may come later.
I'm 100% certain now after seeing this picture that they did base Guy Gardner on Mo.
Okay.
Look at his face.
The original cover, yeah. I don't know. I liked it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
There were some issues, but...
There were some continuity issues and stuff, but other than that, it was a good story. It was a lot of fun, and there was a lot of stuff going on there, and there were... I mean, We had a Nazi Green Lantern in there. I mean, you know.
You can bring that up every time.
Right? Every fucking time.
That's fine. I bring up the ladies of the night. You bring up Nazi Green Lantern.
Exactly. And we all know that Nazi Green Lantern would do naughty, naughty things to those ladies of the night.
Yes.
And then not pay them. And then do weird experiments on them.
Probably. But then overall, this is...
do they call him Hair Gardener later on?
No. Again, he doesn't keep that hair forever. Like, in...
No, no, I meant Hair Gardener.
As oh, I get you. Sorry. Whoopsie. That's what we get for reading the room. Yeah, this is an important story to the DC Universe going forward. It was the first post-crisis...
collaboration.
Yeah. Mini-series. Big, important thing. But it was fun.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
I had a good time with it.
You know, they had villains in there that you can hate.
Yeah.
And, which is great.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not saying Darkseid's one of those lovable, love to hate them.
I was talking about Gardner. Or not.
I mean, you can hate Gardner. I mean, he sucks. But yeah, Godfrey is one that.
And you know what?
Nobody likes.
Just so that we're aware, Godfrey was based on politicians.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
I mean, that's basically, he's lying to you to get you to do what he wants you to do and manipulating your thoughts. Well, he's
a sweet talker. Because that's what his powers are. He sweets talk you to do whatever. So, yeah. Yeah, you're not wrong there. Alrighty. So, go ahead and wrap it up. Because I think that's everything we got to say about the thing.
Do all our shout-outs and stuff. And
we are...
Farmers. Bump, 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 bump.
Every time. So, I listening to the Geek Ultimate Alliance Network.
Oops.
Whoa.
That was weird.
That was fun. I'm gonna keep that in. Listen to the Geek Ultimate Alliance Network. They have commercials, and every once in a while, there's a farmer's commercial. And every time, yep. Every time it comes on, I have to sing it. But you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We will read them on an upcoming episode of Chitty Chats. So, like, you send in your emails or hit us up on the socials, we'll read them. Well, Ron will read them.
Yeah.
I got a couple I gotta send to you.
Oh, yep. Sweet.
Might have to actually write down, because...
long, huh?
Well, I'll to talk to you about that one.
Are the ones who are the ball lickers. Oh.
let's see. Music was done by Joe from Wreck My Podcast and one half of the Sex Turtles. We've got shirts. Oh, yeah. Go check him out over at Wreck My Podcast. We've got shirts over at Redbubble and TeePublic, and then also go rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and or
whatever other podcast you service you use.
Yeah.
If you do rate and review us, let us know. So yeah, we will get back to you. We will look
read
it up
them. Again. We'll read them us. On the Chitty Chats.
Yeah.
And I check out Apple Podcasts like once every other week now, just to see. I don't know why I am. We haven't had a review since September. Maybe longer. I don't know. It's been a bit. I think that's everything. Yeah. So. Yeah.
So.
Have a good one, guys. Thanks for listening.
See you later.